This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hello, listener. Our devotion for today is entitled, He is Risen. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Luke 24, verse 6 and 7. The Sabbath was past, and Mary Magdalene came early in the morning, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre. Other women were to meet her there, but Mary was the first at the sepulchre. They had prepared the sweet spices to anoint the body of their Lord. The women were greatly terrified and buried their faces in the earth, for the sight of the angels was more than they could endure. The angels were compelled to hide their glory yet more decidedly before they could converse with the woman. The woman trembled with awe. The angel said, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. There was no more weeping for Mary. Her heart was filled with joy and rejoicing. While Mary was absent, He, Christ, appeared to the woman who had come to the sepulchre from another direction. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. As yet there had been no revelation of Christ to the 11, and the woman went to tell the disciples the wondrous news. Thus Christ made an appointment for a public meeting with his followers in Galilee. Who was it that reminded the woman who was seeking Christ in the tomb of what the Savior had said to them previously? It was Christ who had risen, as he had told them he would. In this connection, Mark gives a most precious statement that must not be overlooked. The angel said to the woman, Go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. What a comforting message was thus given to the woman to give to Peter. The last look Jesus had given Peter was after the disciples' thrice repeated denial. Peter was not forgotten by Christ, and this mention of his name signified to him that he was forgiven. The wonderful instruction that Christ had given his disciples was never to lose its force, but they had to be reminded of the lessons that Christ had repeatedly given them while he was yet with them. Remember, said the angel, how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. The disciples were surprised that they had not thought of these things before. Our devotion was written by Ellen J. White, and my name is Lois Amachimafo.
Welcome to the program, Healthy You. This is the second part of the discussion on the topic, stress.
How does stress affect the body, the human body?
Actually, stress can affect the body in various ways. Mm-hmm. Physically, emotionally, and then behavioral aspect, mm-hmm. and then cognitive aspect mm-hmm. too. So if we want to talk about the physical aspect, mm-hmm. for example, it can affect the muscular system, okay. respiratory system, what do you call it? Cardiovascular system, endocrine.
That's the heart.
The heart.
Okay, and the respiratory.
That is the lungs and the heart, yeah.
And the lungs and the trachea. The muscles.
The muscles. Okay. And then gastrointestinal system, that the GIT.
Okay.
The stomach, the esophagus, and then the small and large intestine. Yeah, okay. It can affect all these. And it can even affect the reproductive system.
Hmm. Where a man is unable to impregnate a woman or a woman is unable to get pregnant.
Yeah. Let's take it this way. Mm-hmm. For example, in men, mm-hmm. excess amount of cortisol, that is a hormone that is secreted mm-hmm. when you are under stress.
What's the name again?
Cortisol. That can usually affect normal functions of the reproductive system. Mm-hmm. But under constant stress, let's say chronic stress, mm-hmm. that can impair testosterone and sperm production and even sperm maturation. Okay. And that can cause erectile dysfunction or impotence. Because anytime you are under stress, you produce.
Okay.
But you don't have to produce too much.
Yeah.
So stress is like part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So you produce, it goes. But if you are under constant stress, that is what happens to you. So most of the men who import male infertility,
mm-hmm.
these are some of the things.
Okay. So the females are left out.
No, females are also. Stress can also cause absence or irregular menstrual cycle.
Okay.
Or more, we call it dysmenorrhea, more painful periods.
Okay.
And it can also reduce sexual desire.
Okay.
And that's what I've seen. Three people in my hometown, mm-hmm. I think they got married, but because of stress, fighting all the time, I think they got divorced. And each person got married. And 2-3 years, they had babies from each family.
Yeah, I guess they were not compatible.
So. That's what people say, we are not compatible. So it can happen like that.
Okay. So that is part of the physical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you even talk about the gastrointestinal, system,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you can get diarrhea, constipation for no apparent reason because of stress.
Interesting.
Yes. And even if you...
And then
we'll
be taking purgative.
Yes. So I think you remind me, whenever you experience these symptoms, don't just sit down. Some of these things could be a rare medical condition. You need to see your primary physician.
Mm-hmm.
Proper examination will be taken. And then if it is really stressed, your doctor will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not stressed, then a remedy could be...
Yeah.
And most people, when they experience like that, they go to the chemical shop, they buy drugs. For 1 week, it doesn't stop. Then you should be thinking about something like that. Some of these musculoskeletal pain, like neck pain, shoulder pains, and tension, headache, and migraine, some of them are due to stress.
Wow. Doc, let's continue with how stress affects the body.
And we talk about the respiratory system, and now we have to talk also about the nervous system. We have to talk about the nervous system as well. For example, anger, anxiety, and depression, and low self-esteem are far more likely to experience what they call damage to the brain cell than calmer people. If you are constantly being angry, anxiety and depression, yes, that's what it does. Even according to recent studies made at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Missouri, United States, what they found out that people who are under constant stress, after the experiment, they saw that most of them, their brain cells, especially there is a part of the brain called a hippocampus, that part is responsible for memory. They saw that most of them are having memory loss, and they saw that about 12 to 15% of the cells are atrophic. That means they were smaller in size. And that is what stress can do. Yes, not aging. Yes. That's what happened to most of the people. So stress is something that must be tackled. Yeah. In most of the United States, most of the hospitals, they have clinical psychologists that when they see that your case is purely stress, they refer you to those people.
Yeah. And what about our local hospitals? Do they do
that? I think most of the teaching and regional hospitals we do have. Yeah, and there are private clinical psychologists. And we have psychiatrists around also here. But it's just that in this sub-region, we don't take psychiatric and mental illness very seriously.
No, we probably will be thinking that if you should go and see the psychiatrist, it means you are mad. I think that's the commonest notion. People shy away because they think those doctors are there to just see mad people. So what would you say?
Yes, I've heard people saying that is a stigma that you don't want to. But the point is, these things, if they were seen earlier, that wouldn't have gone to that. In the United States, you don't see people walking around naked like that. All of them are kept in the nursing home, group home. I used to take care of some of them. Sometimes you have a house with two or three people. You go and take care of them. Sometimes we even train them. They have speech therapies, clinical psychology therapies. They will come. We take them for programs. And some of them will go back to the community and work. For example, if you go to ShopRite, you see some guys, after you bought your items, they will be bagging it in the plaza. But most of these people in the United States, some of them, they do that. Yes, we train them, we take them for programs, swimming lessons, and they are well to do. But it's very unfortunate that in this part of the world, we don't take good care of them. If you go to Pantan and a mental hospital, it's not something that.
But anyway,
we
are not talking about the extreme. That when you feel you are going mad, that's when you should see the psychiatrist. But
exactly,
to be able to determine
exactly
how your stress
earlier,
is affecting you.
Exactly. For example, when you see a drastic change in the person's appearance, dressing, everything, you should be worried about that. Okay. Sometimes most of these women, people, when they come to clinic and you try to interview them, sometimes you ask them a question and it's like they are not even there. Sometimes you ask them, whenever you are giving your medicine, Mama, can you bring it back so that I can see whether you know how to take it? So, Mama, how will you take this drug? Sometimes drugs that are supposed to be taken daily, they will be taking it
weekly.
They will tell you, oh, the pharmacist said I should take it 3 times a day. The one supposed to be taking 3 times a day, he said I should take it once a day.
Interesting and sad at the same time. But you mentioned something, that studies in the U.S. I've been wondering, all the time when we're making reference to studies, I hardly hear studies from University of Ghana or studies from tech and all. Why is it so? It's like we keep relying on studies from outside. Does it mean we don't really have studies locally? And that is why we are unable to solve certain problems in our medical systems.
I think there are studies going on here too. Yes, but these are the ones that
are easily available.
Yeah, internet, anytime you go, you can find it over there. And okay, that's it.
So I believe we are done with how stress affects the body, or there's still some more to say?
There are a lot. When we talk about respiratory system, for example, if somebody is an asthmatic patient, stress can even trigger it.
Not just dust.
Stress is one of the
triggers,
things that can trigger what we call it, asthma. And then we also talk about the gastrointestinal, sometimes heartburn. Stress can also give you ulcer. Yes. It can give you experience of heartburns, acid reflux. Yep. And then constipation and diarrhea. Yeah, stress can also give you that.
Interesting.
So apart from the physical aspect, so when you see things like headache, muscle pains, chest pain, fatigue, change in sex drive, upset stomach, like acid reflux, although diarrhea, constipation, dizziness, nausea, insomnia, vomiting, sudden weight loss or weight gain. Mm-hmm. People who are under stress, sometimes some of them, instead of them to tackle it the way it's supposed to, they turn up eating all the time. Mm-hmm. So you see that all of a sudden they start putting on weight.
Okay.
There are other people who cannot even eat at all. Then you see them growing lean and lean and lean.
So these are actually signs of...
Yes, but let me say this. When you have constant chest pain, that radiates to the back or to the left shoulder and left elbow or maybe the left jaw. Try as much as possible and see your primary physician.
Okay.
It might be a serious cardiac problem.
So if you have constant chest pain,
yeah,
that radiates to your left shoulder,
left elbow,
yes, and your back and your jaw.
Try as much as
possible. It could be a sign of cardiac
problem. So try as much as possible. It could be ischemia, it could be MI. You have to see your primary physician. Don't just stay on it.
Okay.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic stress. A continuation will be brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Beloved, we welcome you once again to the moment of truth. Once again, it's your humble servant, Nekwe Kote, who comes your way with the word of God. Today's sermon is titled, The Essence of the Law. The Essence of the Law. And we'll see our key text from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Let's listen to the word of God. And now, Israel, what has the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank you once again for this moment. Lord, we've come just as we are. We pray that may thou, O Lord, come and be with us. So even as your word comes to us, Father, it will have its way in us so as to direct us in the way that we should go. Let this be our experience in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There came a moment in the lives of the Israelites when the Lord visited their camp, and the mount was covered by the cloud for 6 days. And on the seventh day, Moses went out into the midst of the cloud and was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus 24:16-18. And so the Lord delivered unto Moses two tablets of stone, written with the finger of God, and on them was written, according to all the words which the Lord spake with him in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. But before the full 40 days expired, the children of Israel collectively decided that something might have happened to Moses, and so they compelled Aaron to fashion a golden calf. And he built an altar before it, and the people worshipped the calf. And so after the full 40 days, Moses and Joshua came down from the mountain with the tablets of stone, and on it were the commandments of God. And so it came to pass that as soon as he came near to the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger became hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them beneath the mount. Beloved, after these events, the Lord again told Moses, hew thee 2 tablets of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words that were in the first tablets, which thou breakest. This leads us to our memory verse, which is found in Deuteronomy 10:12. And it says, and now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen. Beloved, this is the essence of the law. This is the essence of the law. And this essence of the law which Moses gave to the children of Israel is the essence for us in these end times. The Lord expects much from us as we've even entered this year. Beloved, it's not just enough to be reading the Word of God. It's not just enough to be telling others about the Word of God. The Lord requires that every word that He has spoken through His prophets, through the pastors, we will adhere to those words and live according to it. The Lord requires from us that we will walk in His statutes and do away with all our unpleasant behaviors and attitudes toward Him. Many are the times that when we are before human beings, we try as much as we can to portray to them that, yes, we are Christians. But deep within our hearts, we know that we are not walking with the Lord as we should. The essence of the law. The essence of the law. The work that He has given us here, wherever we may find ourselves, be it at our workplaces, be it at church, be it at our schools, be it at our various places that we find ourselves, the Lord requires that we make this essence of the law be seen among wherever we are being found. Beloved, all the Lord wants from us is to serve Him in truth and in spirit, to serve Him with all our hearts and with all our souls. Just like the Israelites, we all went astray in one way or the other throughout the whole of last year. But yet still, His grace has been sufficient for us. He wants to remind us of the essence of His law once again today, so we'll know how to order our steps this year also. Before I bring my message to a close or to an end, I want us to read something from Ephesians 5:15-16. Ephesians 5:15-16. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Beloved, this is all what the Lord expects from us. The Lord expects that we will walk in His ways. Beloved, this year is not going to be any extraordinary. The sun is still going to rise from the east and set at the west. You are still going to pay the school fees of your children, maybe much more than it was last year. You are still going to be coming to work each and every morning, provided Christ doesn't return any sooner, fuel prices might still go high. Friends, anything you could think of which happened last year might still happen again. But the word of the Lord this moment to us is, since we know the days that in which we are evil, we should walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And this can only be achieved when the essence of God's law will be the essence of this year. Therefore, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. It is my prayer, therefore, that the good Lord will continue to be gracious and merciful unto us, and create in us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us, to always convince us of the days in which we are, because He has showed us the essence of His law, and that will be our essence for this year. May the good Lord bless and keep you, now and forevermore, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's pray. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.